This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Matthew Cochran is a guitarist, composer, and educator, and he's currently the instructor of guitar at both Interlochen Arts Academy and Interlochen Arts Camp. He's also a singer-songwriter instructor at Interlochen Arts Camp. Matthew Cochran is performing on two different concerts at this year's Baroque on Beaver Festival, and he joins us now in Studio A. Matthew Cochran, welcome to IPR Studio A.
It's a pleasure to be here, Amanda.
You have a really eclectic musical upbringing, to say the least. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you heard when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I would say probably church music is the thing that I heard first, and definitely heard that kind of throughout my sort of childhood. But at some point, we had like a family friend who gave up all of his popular music, and he had like this giant record collection that he had been, sort of hoarding for, I don't know, 20 years or something like that. So he shows up at our house some Thanksgiving with boxes and boxes and boxes of records. This is about the time that I was getting pretty serious about the guitar. And so that experience of just getting a whole mess of music that I'd never seen before, never heard of before, that really turned me on. I mean, it was like one box contained a bunch of classical music, and I suppose his definition of classical music was, like Herb Alpert and that kind of thing. but also there was a record in there called Christopher Parkening Plays Bach. And oh man, that thing just completely just got me all fired up. But there were other boxes with, Sgt. Pepper's and Abbey Road and a bunch of Doors stuff that, I don't know that I would have come across if I hadn't, sort of been forced to go through a big box of records.
And am I correct that he'd had a religious conversion experience and was giving away his unholy music to a child?
I choose not to think too terribly much about the fact that he was like completely happy to hand over all this evil music to me. I'm just happy to be the benefactor of it.
I was saying, look where it's taken you now. So we're going to start out with three little pieces. Well, they're not little. They're short, I guess. Three pieces by Gaspar Sanz. Tell us a little about what we're going to hear right now.
So Gaspar Sanz was a Baroque composer and wrote for the Baroque guitar, which is slightly different from the guitar that I'm playing. That guitar had eight strings actually, but tuned in courses, so it was four different strings with two unisons basically. And so a lot of that music from the sort of Spanish Baroque era really sounds great on the modern guitar because the tuning was really similar. But if you compare this instrument to the instrument that Gaspar Sanz would have been playing, it's pretty different. So these are three short pieces by Sanz, a prelude, a fugue, and the very popular Canarios will be the final piece that I play from this set.
This is guitarist Matthew Cochran in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you.
We're in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. You just heard guitarist Matthew Cochran performing three short pieces by Gaspar Sanz. Matt, you're playing on two different concerts during this year's Baroque on Beaver Festival. Talk to us a little bit about each of those performances.
Sure. So the first performance will be an all-solo guitar concert, with the exception of a set of songs that I'm performing with Martha Guth, the soprano. We're going to be doing some Rodrigo. This will be a very Spanish-heavy set. The first half of the program will be all Spanish music. So I'm playing, the Canarios by Sanz, which I think a lot of people know, and arguably the most famous transcription ever made for guitar. I'm playing Leyenda, also called Asturias, by Isaac Albanez, and that's just been a ton of fun to learn that stuff.
And that's just your July 27th concert. Right. And then the next week, you are coming back to play with the orchestra in, I would argue, probably the most loved guitar concerto of the 20th century.
Or maybe the only one. Yeah.
Rodrigo wrote several.
inarguably, it is the piece that gets requested the most of guitar players. And it's just it's just a magnificent a piece of music, especially the middle movement, which I think is just an extremely recognizable.
We should say we're talking about the Concierto de Aranjuez by Joaquin Rodrigo, not to be the people who say the person who needs no introduction, right. Even though they do. So the Concierto de Aranjuez is what we're talking about, with that iconic second movement, the Adagio. And you are going to demonstrate for us some of the things we should listen for in this piece.
I'd love to. Yeah. The second movement is really about, it's about one note that you sort of descend from and come back to, da da da. That it's one of those, very insistent motives that you can get really stuck you'll remember it, and Rodrigo does these just gorgeous turns with those three notes for 8 minutes or so that it takes to play the piece. It's really a magical musical moment.
You're going to play a short excerpt for us of that opening motive.
I would love to. Here's just a little bit of the main theme.
Folks, I should mention for the record that I offered to sing the orchestra part along with Matt with this performance, and he was ever so polite in declining that offer. But just so you know, for next time it stands. Okay, so he takes that motive in the second movement, and what does he do with it?
The development on this is just so cool. I mean, it's to me, it kind of reminds me a little bit of that, like, first movement of Beethoven's Fifth. There's this really kind of insistent motive that gets transformed and transformed and transformed. And so here's a little bit of that motive as Rodrigo has a little bit more treatment to it. You can hear some harmonies changing. You can hear the line really developing on the guitar. I'd like to play a little bit of that for you now. Thank you.
without the orchestra here, the dissonance in that is so striking. It, yeah. it kind of fades when you have the, but wow, it just really stands out.
Yeah, yeah. Rodrigo was a big fan of the minor second.
Well, and what's interesting, and our, folks may not know this, is Rodrigo wasn't actually a guitarist.
True.
But he wrote so much music for the guitar.
Right, and is really associated with the guitar. Guitarists definitely know that Rodrigo wasn't a guitar player because his music is really difficult technically to play. Like the minor second, for example, that's something that really doesn't fit under your fingers. In order to get that interval, you really have to kind of stretch your left hand out to actually make it happen. He also really likes scales, and scales on the guitar are you know, they've, I mean, I suppose scales are tricky on any instrument, but in particular, there's a whole mess of things that you just have to really practice a lot in order to make this sound good.
Good behind the scenes knowledge of the classical guitar music of Joaquin Rodrigo. Well, Matthew Cochran, you are going to play one more piece for us today in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. Tell us a little about this one. I would say this composer maybe wrote a little more idiomatically
for
the guitar.
No question. Although the piece is Homenaje pour le tombeau de Claude Debussy by Manuel de Falla. And this is the only piece that Falla actually wrote for the guitar. There are a whole bunch of transcriptions of Falla's music, but this is the only original piece. And it's really interesting that this piece came about as a request from a magazine called La Revue Musicale for a number of composers to kind of comment on the influence of Claude Debussy when Debussy passed. A number of composers contributed material, but Falla contributed this piece. And this piece really has worked its way into the guitar repertoire. It's with, I mean, for me, it's one of the best pieces in the repertoire. I love it. It's got yet another very insistent kind of musical idea, the habanera rhythm, ta, 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 ta. You can hear that going all the way through. But the way Falla treats it as an homage to Debussy, you have all of these harmonies that are impressionistic and really you know, extremely evocative. So you get this, well, I think what ends up being a very eclectic piece.
Great. Well, here is Matthew Cochran performing the Homenaje pour le tombeau de Debussy by Manuel de Falla in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. Thank you. guitarist Matthew Cochran performing the Homenaje pour le tombeau de Debussy by Manuel de Falla in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. You can hear Matthew Cochran perform during this year's Baroque on Beaver Festival. He'll be giving an almost solo recital on July 27th, and then on Friday, August 3rd, he'll be the soloist during the Baroque on Fire Orchestra Concert. More information is at classicalipr.org. Matthew Cochran, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Amanda.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. Thanks to Madeline Merwin for production assistance. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.